Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are underway. It is Tech Talk on a Saturday. Pleased to be joined by Doug Swinehart. And it's simple. If you're having computer problems, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to get a hold of us. By the way, the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line is always there for you. 651-461-9226. And if you call any of us with Lindsey Brown, our producer, if you text, that'll come right into the studio. And Doug, good to visit with you on this chilly but sunny Saturday. Great day to be around the computer. And great day to make sure you're mitigating that static electricity. It is cold, it is dry, and static electricity is not our friend when it comes to computer equipment. We brought this up earlier during last cold snap, and we should just remind folks again, a drier sheet, a little bit more humidity in the air around your computer, maybe a portable humidifier. You don't want to aim it at your equipment, but you want to try and mitigate static electricity. Ground yourself before you touch the keyboard or touch the laptop, etc.
Oh, no question about it. And even my house, the first time that I can remember in a long time, because we've been on wood floors since we moved into the townhouse, but I got snapping and cracking going on the last couple of days. So I'm going to be checking my humidity as well. I think it might be a little bit dry in here. And yeah, this is an issue with all digital equipment, but computers are especially sensitive, of course, because they're getting smaller and smaller and smaller. They're just more sensitive.
Yeah, and this kind of goes to the Home Improvement Show with Denny Long and Andy Lindis. You don't want too much moisture in the air because of the damage it can do to your home. So finding that balance at this time of year, but when it comes to electronic equipment, once again, if there's a little metal on the desk or where you have your computer, you know, you kind of ground yourself out. You just want to make sure that you're not putting static electricity into that equipment. Phones are a little bit different because they spend so much time in pockets, etc. You and I talk about this all the time. The engineering and the ingenuity that's gone into these phones, it really is a miracle. The computing power, the stability, the monitor, the durability, the list goes on and on. Mm-hmm. Smartphones are one of the more amazing modern pieces of equipment. You know, laptops have been around, but the modern smartphone is incredible.
Oh, absolutely. We have more power in our pocket than they had when they first went to the moon.
Oh, for sure.
It's just mind-boggling that the advances that we made. We're going to be hearing an awful lot about AI this year and GPTs, and I'm just going to just throw this out, Steve. We shouldn't be focused on the latest and greatest without realizing the full evolution that we've gone through the last 40 years. It's mind-boggling. It really is.
Yeah, and the equipment. And here's the thing. If there's a lot of material out there about AI, mm-hmm. and we don't have time in the program, and it's not really the focus of the program to comment specifically about AI, but I invite people to take time, read credible sources about where AI is at and where it's headed. And I'm not just talking science fiction, because science fiction has demonized AI, but I think it's very important that people understand what's happened to this point and what's coming up very, very quickly.
Oh, no question. And, you know, there's no putting that cat back in the bag. It's out. There's just no doubt about that. But we do need to be responsible. And all these free services. And like you say, it's not the focus, and I agree. But I just don't want to get people so screwed up about AI that they lose track of everything else. So right. It's important that we stay on track with good computer best practice. And if you put it that way, that's probably the best way to term it, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I think when it comes to AI or AI services or AI assist, go slowly. I think just about every smartphone on the market, Apple made a big push with their latest iPhone about AI capabilities. Everybody's jumping into this, but I think you need to tread lightly, and I think people need to spend time, just my opinion, and read about where we're at. And you shared a fascinating article with me about some of the things that AI has already accomplished that has a lot of people scratching their heads. And we're at the tip of the iceberg, I think, when it comes to AI. And that's not a scare tactic. I just think, once again, it's like in the early days of the internet, the very early days when people were getting online through dial-up. We're at that stage, maybe, of AI.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And the thing is, let's not forget the basics. Free. I read through a couple of these contracts, and if people go on there and use their material to create a beautiful movie, for example, or a beautiful video, it's free. Oh, yeah. Except that particular business owns the content. They can do anything with it they want to. You just think you're the owner, and you were the author. Granted, you have some rights, but nowhere near as much as the ones who supplied the equipment for you to create it. Read those contracts. I'm not a lawyer, but the stuff will stick out. And just be cautious. Nothing is free in this world, not to my knowledge anyway. Somewhere down the line, we're going to pay.
Yeah, and we have talked about that over the years, and I think this is a good point to maybe sum it up. When it comes to social media and all these social media companies who've gained tremendous influence over our society, whether it's TikTok and X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, the list goes on and on. But you are the product. Your photos, your story, what you're doing, your thoughts, all of that is their product. YouTube TV, for instance. YouTube TV is just people putting their stuff out there. Yeah. What is YouTube worth these days? Now, I know YouTube TV is their streaming service, but YouTube, for instance, that is all participant-generated content. My point being is you are the product they're making billions on.
Yeah, and most of that stuff today, if you go through and you're looking at this, it's clickbait. And it's just be aware of that. When you click on something, you think, well, I'll just take a peek at it. You're actually putting dollars in their pocket. If it's so ridiculous, just don't bother. Just, seriously, don't bother.
Yeah, it is, you know, once again, something to certainly keep in mind. AI, social media. Let's go to Bill in Minneapolis. Bill, you're on the air with Doug.
Hi, thank you. Doug, I had a question. I typically use a Samsung phone. In my old one, fell on the floor, on a concrete floor, and the screen went black. But it still seemed to be operational. I mean, I could hear the sounds and the noises, but I couldn't see, you know, what apps I was touching. And I'm wondering, is there any way to recover some photos and some contacts from that phone?
I believe there is. You're going to want to jump on Google and just put in your exact model and then put in space, a plus sign, space, and how to view phone with poor display or damaged display. And it will probably give you directions on how to connect a cable that might require an adapter. You can go right straight to an adapter. Or possibly, if you've got Wi-Fi set up on that, you you might be able to get your files that way. Hopefully, you had everything saved to the cloud, which is the way you should do, or most phones will set up an automatic backup as well. If you got that backup, you can restore the things that way as well. And I'd have to know your specific model and things, but I believe it's doable. If not, take it to your provider, and I'm sure that they'll work with you because you're probably going to be buying a new phone the way it sounds. And I hope that helps.
All right. Good luck with all of that. It should be recoverable. There are a lot of repair shops that can repair screens, etc., and they're getting very good at it. I'm not sure it's a do-it-yourself project with all the tools, etc. you need, Doug, but I mean, a lot of these shops are doing pretty good work.
Oh, they are. And whenever I look for work in the digital life, I try to get a quote, not an estimate, a flat fee quote. And I'm reasonable if they need to do some extra work, but you've got more control that way. And like Steve said, there's a lot of shops out there. They're hungry for business. They really are. I've never dealt too much with phones, just a little bit. But I'm thinking that that is doable. I really do.
Yeah. So I would go out there, but there's no doubt it's recoverable. I've had iPhones over the years, and the backup is great. I've told this story a number of times. I was visiting my daughter when she was in college in Arizona, and my phone died. I mean, it was gone. But I had it all backed up, went to a shop. Doesn't matter who the carrier is, but they were at the mall down there in Tucson, Arizona, and they got me fixed up. And it took me a while to recover all of my info, all of my contacts, all of my apps, etc. But I would say I was up and running right away and could make calls. I would say
yeah.
4 to 6 hours, all my stuff was restored from the cloud.
Yeah, and that was probably syncing your other devices too via iCloud. Yeah. Apple does a nice job on that. And Gmail, you would log onto your Gmail accounts and it would just come in. And Samsung app actually has a built-in backup as well. I'm pretty sure you were encouraged to take advantage of that when you created a Samsung account. And if you have those credentials, that will do it for you as well. Even if that phone is no longer operational. I think you're okay here.
Yeah. So it is one of those where no matter what, if you have a smartphone or a laptop or a desktop, you want to back up that data. By the way, our number again, stylesfinancial.com, talk and text line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Quick break. We'll come back. And you're welcome to call, plenty of time, or text here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swin, the heart aboard for the entire hour, and we're on the air Saturdays between 3 and 4. Friendly reminder, this show available in podcast form at the website WCCORadio.com. We would be thrilled and honored if you peruse the podcasts and downloaded those. Once again, WCCORadio.com. It is Tech Talk with Doug Swinhart. We had a caller who couldn't hang on. Lindsey Brown is our producer. Lindsey, why wouldn't they go on the air? No, I'm kidding. What did they want to bring to the table?
Yeah, they wanted to ask about removing something from Google, whether that's their presence, whether that's a news story about them. And I wanted to ask you guys, and Doug said sometimes you can do that, but is sometimes closer to most times or all the time? Like, what happens to know how many times you can wipe that stuff from the internet?
Wow. You know, it really depends on what it is. If it's a Google review and you're a business, if they are in violation of Google policy, that's a given. It's going to be gone. If it's a specific website where a personal has damaging things that are not true, contact the website and say, "Look, this is not true. You got please do something for this." And 99% of the time, they will do it voluntarily. People don't want to be projecting falsehoods that's not what the internet is supposed to be. There are yet laws put in place, but they're coming. But this has been an issue for since search engines. This is a big issue too.
Yeah,
if this has something to do with a child or a teenager and pornography, oh, you'll own them. Yeah, it can be done. I would say be positive and be proactive, and you will get it finished.
Yeah, and it is a great call, and we haven't talked about this. There are some services out there, and you can once again search for those, but there seems to be a service for everything on the internet, and there is one where, say, for instance, you have a business, or once again, you're an individual, and there's some rotten things out there on the internet. There are companies that you can hire that will go out and clean up. Now, some of this stuff turns into whack-a-mole, you know, the mm-hmm. the game at the arcade. But there are services if you're concerned enough about it. But you're absolutely right, particularly with Google. That there are remedies to go out and say, hey, if there's something on there that, you know, is personal information or something you don't want out there or is unfair, et cetera, they're wanting to scan our services and remedies to dig into it. But, you know, that can be painstaking and time-consuming.
Oh, it really can. And every place that gives reviews, even Amazon, even eBay, if somebody posts something that's negative, the vendor can actually go in and answer that or give their side.
Sure.
So that you can negate those things as well. Now, if it's on a personal basis and you have no access to the website, then I'd be looking for an inexpensive service to help you to take care of that. But make sure you're dealing with somebody reputable there as well. But yeah, it's doable. It really is.
Yeah, and like I say, that can be a gigantic challenge. And as you pointed out and alluded to, sometimes crimes can be committed. And then in that case, you refer to law enforcement. Mm-hmm. And there are examples of that. So, you know, it's one of those where you need to make that determination. If something criminal happened involving your personal information, then you may need to involve law enforcement for sure. Yep. Doug, here is a good one, and it's about printers, and it talks about a Canon, and they point out the specific model. But, and, you know, there's no way we can talk. There's so many models. Each manufacturer has many, many different models. But in this mm-hmm. case, Canon is one of those brands that has a very good reputation, and you probably can't go wrong. I've had Brothers. I've had Epsons. I've worked with HP over the years. When it comes to printers, if you stick to the main roads, you're going to be in pretty good shape.
Oh, I agree. And generally, if people are having a problem with printers, it generally has to do something with wireless. And I would say if you connected it with Wi-Fi Direct, I'm not a big fan of Wi-Fi Direct. I think you should do old school and go right straight through the router instead of going right straight from your printer to the device you want to print from. Direct wire is for one computer in the house and one printer in the house. But if you got multiple people using that printer, I wouldn't suggest using wireless direct or Wi-Fi direct. They make these processes to make it easier for the end user, but sometimes they actually confuse it because, well, it's another procedure to learn. Yeah. I kind of like just going right straight through the router or the Wi-Fi router or your modem and get it set up properly, and they'll go much better. Sometimes you got to remove all the software and start from scratch. That's an enormous advantage, and you can do that.
But the setups with all of these models, for instance, currently I'm using a Brother. We have an HP as kind of the backup. It was my daughter's mm-hmm. printer, and it's kind of a pain to load paper in it. It's just a smaller one. But mm-hmm. the point being is that we set it up on the Wi-Fi in the house, and if we do have an issue, it's just strictly a reboot. There's right. not reinventing the wheel. Just power it down. We power it back up. My mom and dad run into the same thing with their printer. If they have trouble, I've just left a note on it. Power it down, power it back up, and you should be good to go. 99% of the time, if you lose that connection between, on the Wi-Fi network and the printer, it's just a restart, and it'll train right back up.
Yeah, it's getting a new IP address, and it's almost like a fresh install. And that really is should be your first defense with computers with nearly everything. Sometimes you got to shut them off and unplug them if it's a static issue. But generally, restarting your device, phones, computers, whatever, it makes a tremendous difference.
Yeah, and here's the thing. If it was connected and nothing has changed with the router, everything's the same, that there's no reason it shouldn't train right back up with a power down. Sometimes I'll go so far as I'll power it off. Sometimes I'll even remove the power cord from the outlet, let it power all the way down, wait for a minute. And this is advice I got from you a long time ago. Plug it back in, power it back up, and everything's fine.
Oh yeah, this is we live in an era where unless somebody has added firmware or changed software, this should work almost always. It's been a go-to for techs for well over four decades.
One of the things I would do with printers, and a final thought before we go to our bottom of the hour break and get an update on the weather, is this: consider the consumables. Whether you're looking at an inkjet printer, which most home printers are inkjet printers. You can get them cheap, all the name brands. The question becomes the consumables. And you may want to read a review or two on consumable use and how much you print. If you're only printing here and there, it's worth considering.
Oh, no question. And I've always been amazed, Steve. The lower the price of the printer, the higher they are to maintain as you move forward. It's like we're going to get what we need to pay our employees one way or another. So, yeah, too cheap is not a good thing. We always want to save money, but too cheap, it will end up costing you in the end. So, yeah, use some common sense.
Yeah, but a lot of good brands out there for sure. Oh. Quick break. We'll come back much more on Tech Talk. Doug is in for the entire hour. You can reach us on the stylesfinancial.com. Talk and text line 651-461-9226. The number again, 651-461-9226. We've got some good ones on the text line, including a great way to clean up your computer. It is Tech Talk, and we're on the air Saturdays between 3 and 4. Thanks so much for joining us. Lindsey Brown is our producer, and you can reach us on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. And that number is 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. And Doug, on the program, a great deal. We talk about how to get rid of viruses by running a program. Number one, to get rid of viruses, malware, what do you recommend?
Well, yeah, they find some real bizarre behavior. My first go-to has always been from Malware Bytes, and it's called ADW Cleaner. And it's no spaces, A as in Apple, D as in Douglas, W as in winner, and the word cleaner. And just pop that right into Google. And I usually go to Google and put in ADW Cleaner space plus Major Geeks. You go right straight to a download page. No pop-ups, no nothing. And you can be assured that it's clean. Major Geeks is a wonderful file depository. Either those are Source One. SourceForge is another one. But Major Geeks is just quick and simple. Download that. Even if you save it to your desktop, it doesn't matter. It's a small program. Run the program. Let it do its thing. And when it reboots, it'll show you everything that it's found, and it will ask you to clean it. You'll say yes, and you're done. Once that's done, delete it from your desktop and go about your day. Once you download it, do not reboot. Some of the malware and the viruses, mostly malware, will detect ADW Cleaner and put a stop to it before it ends. But if you download it and run it, you will win you'll win the war with that one for sure. That's the best thing you can do, in my opinion.
And the other program, and this comes up on our text line all the time, to keep your computer clean and running smoothly, if you have a Windows machine, Privazer, Privazer. Doug, what does it do? Why is it a good deal?
This is a cleaning utility and an optimizer. Yeah, it's just a tremendous program. I just can't say enough about it. And it's even open source, so you can have it for free if you want to. But I'd like to remind people that open source It's kind of like the honor system. It's like that coffee can at work where everybody throws in a couple of bucks so you got donuts and coffee. People got to contribute or it will end. And Pervasor is a product that I think it's worth its weight in gold. It should sell for $100 a machine. It really should. It's that good. And the first time you run the disc cleaner, it may take a while, so be prepared for that. But after that, even that's accelerated. It just does a tremendous job. And it's a good program to learn some of the dark points of windows and that you might not ever discover. Shell bags, for example. Most people would never even consider that. But if you see something you don't understand it, open up Google and just ask the question, what is shell bags in windows? And you'll get 10, 15 different explanations, but it will help you learn. It's really a great tool. PRIVAZER.com.
Yeah, and it has been around. It's tried and true. The reputation is just sterling with that program.
No doubt. I just can't say enough good things about this program. There isn't a Windows machine that comes into my place and I'll put it on every one of them, no matter what. Sometimes people come in, they expect this big, huge repair. Well, if I'm done in 20 minutes, there you go. Thanks a lot. Probably not the best practice, but it's that good. It has saved me hours and hours and hours. And I know for sure my clientele has saved them a ton of money on that as well. I really like that program.
Yeah, it is great stuff. And by all means, if you have a Windows machine, Doug, here's a good one. Going back to AI and our brief conversation about that at the beginning of the show from Tom, and it talked about buying a Nikon Z9 camera and Z8 cameras. AI is part of the technology. For example, facial, car, or animal recognition. So it is being built in as an assist to help the camera recognize, are we taking a picture of a human or something else, and et cetera. And I'm sure there's manual adjustments, et cetera. You can override that if you will. But this technology, and that's why we encourage, and Doug and I talked about this during the week, you know, we encourage to read as much as you can about AI and what it's being used, and that's another example. You buy a camera, there's AI built into that as an assist.
Boy, that talk about a tough business. Could you imagine being Nikon and watching your business with iPhones coming out with the cameras they got built in?
Man,
this business has turned tough. So yeah, if you buy a Minolta or a big brand name camera, these guys are on it. They're going to be doing advances. They're trying to get ahead of Apple here, and a lot of them are doing it. So, yeah, that's an industry that's really, really been under really serious strain and stress. But Nikon's still doing good, my understanding.
Yeah, Nikon, and there's Canon, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Canon makes printers. And the thing about it, and you made a great point about smartphones, everybody, if they have a smartphone that, you know, was manufactured in the last year or two or three, anything really older than that becomes obsolete pretty quickly. They have incredible cameras on board. It is extraordinary what you can do with the camera in your smartphone.
With the 12 megapixels, and even me, I can't take a good picture to save my life. But with my iPhone, hold it up, snap it. Well, I got a good picture. Yeah, they're built to deliver.
Yeah, here's a follow up on the chat about Malwarebytes and ADW Cleaner. Do those programs work well together? ADW Cleaner, I would assume, is something that you run once, and it isn't, you know, typically running all the time or running regularly. ADW Cleaner is kind of a one-off thing from time to time.
Yeah, and Pervasor, I have never seen that have a conflict with anything in Windows, ever. And same with ADW Cleaner. I've just never had a problem with it it's got to be 20, 25 years that they've had this out, and they improve it continuously. So it's, there's no worry about that at all.
Another follow-up, we bring up Malwarebytes regularly, if you're running a Windows machine, say Windows 10 or Windows 11, is Defender enough for most users?
I think if you're a good user, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, we brought that up before, that you may not need more than that.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, this is really the way to go. Start it out, and the thing is don't worry about being 100% effective. Someday down the road, something's going to get in. You just can't. We don't know what they're going to create tomorrow. We can't. These guys that are developers, they can't program. Well, it's getting better with AI, of course, but they can't program and anticipate what they're going to be fighting tomorrow. So that's one issue. But if you get something, there's plenty of tools out there to get rid of it or to repair it or to undo it. Yeah, and that doesn't negate the necessity or the need to have backups and copies of your important data. It really doesn't. Ransomware will steal that right underneath your nose. So, but yeah, just be aware that it's okay. If something comes down the road, it's kind of like a problem with your vehicle. It crops up, you go in, you take it to a mechanic, you get it fixed, and you're back on the road. Same thing should be your frame of mind with computers. Yeah, people, I think, are getting too much stress today with this, trying to anticipate things that may never happen.
Yeah, and it gets back to our backup plan that we've talked about. You've obviously got your working copy on your machine. And then if you have an external hard drive that is disconnected from that computer where you back up your data, then disconnect it so it's standalone, if you will, and a copy up in the cloud, generally you're in good shape. There aren't too many scenarios where you wouldn't have what you need.
Oh, I completely agree. Yeah, the big thing is cloud storage is everywhere. And you don't have to pay a lot of money. Now, if you want something a little more sophisticated, you've got Apple products. Yeah, if you're going to use iCloud exclusively, you have to pay for storage. But let's face it, This stuff is not cheap. And yeah, somebody's got to get paid to maintain these servers. And I think Apple does a good enough job to where they really should get paid. They really, really should. And they've got a family plan. And you can determine how much you can do as a group. And that's actually a money saver compared to a lot of online storages. So, and we're not pushing Apple, but I'm just saying that a lot of times they don't get the credit that they deserve. So I like throwing that mention out once in a while.
Quick break. We'll have more Tech Talk. By the way, you can visit with Doug on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. The number is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226 here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk, and once again, the hour has gone so quickly. We've got just a few minutes left on the program. By the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email in a moment, but we should remind you, all our shows are available in podcast form at the website, WCCORadio.com. It is WCCO Tech Talk. Doug, good enough to join us here on this first Saturday of the new year. And Doug, we want to go to the text line again, and someone was wondering about paper. And part of my job during the week is buying a lot of paper for a commercial printer. And they were asking about the best universal photo paper that is compatible with all brands of printers. And in that case, I know you'll probably get a smile out of this, but on the shelf at most retailers, HP has a brand of paper. I think it's a good way to go. Good quality.
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, yeah. And you, with your printing experience, you're going to have a lot more experience in this than me. But I couldn't agree more. People who use the HP brand, it's top quality. It truly is.
Yeah. And I know Canon and Epson and HP, but all of this would be universal. Once again, you just want to check on the package of paper to make sure it's compatible with inkjet printers. And that's what most home printers are. And there's good quality paper on the shelf. I would stick to the main roads, however.
I couldn't agree more.
And if you really want to get finicky, if you have a Canon, look for Canon photo paper. If you have an Epson, look for the Epson brand. But HP is a nice product in that line, for yeah. sure. But
most of these printers are going to give you the opportunity when you install it. It's going to have an icon on your desktop to take care of your consumables. We'll just order it right from here, right online. They're going to make it easy. You yeah. shouldn't have any problem finding that at all.
Well, they want to make a buck, for sure. Yeah. All right, Doug, we've got to run. We're almost out of time on the program. What is your phone number and email? How do people reach you during the week?
Oh, thank you, Steve. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin, at WCCOTech.com. WCCOTECH.com. 651-552-9543. And thank you so much, and stay warm, Steve.
Yeah, Doug, you as well. Happy New Year, and thanks so much for joining us. And have a good week. We have got all the news, all the weather at 4. We'll go outdoors with Steve Carney. We'll get an update on the ice. That's right, Wild in Carolina tonight from Raleigh. Jez Myers will join us from the Pioneer Press. We'll talk Vikings, Timberwolves, Wild. Vanita Sarkar will join us from the World Juniors in Ottawa later in the program here on CCO.